I'd like to speak about the Narcan problems also. I happen to know a situation that happened a week or so ago over at Washington Avenue Motel where there were two saves, and one of the persons was saved last, was it 4th of July or Memorial Day, I forget. And that's all, you know, it's great to bring somebody back. And then there was another save for that same person 10 years ago when he used to live on Union Avenue. You know, I do work on that property, and the people that are working there, they tell me that if they leave tools in the building at night, the next morning they're gone, okay? And another incident that one of these people was, you know, somebody gave him a job on a construction site. They left Friday afternoon. They came back Monday. The house was totally robbed. They took all the pipe and fittings and everything else. Maybe they got $50 for junk. This is some of the other cost of these people, okay, that you're bringing back.
So let them die, is what you're saying.
I'm saying that there has to be a policy, okay, that where if you're going to bring this person back, they have to be mandatory treatment, okay? This is for the good of society, okay? Because this, you know, we went to school with kids that were on junk and what have you, and they're all dead, aren't they, Scott? The ones, you remember them?
Some are not. Steve, some are not.
Most. 90% are dead. Now, I got news for you. This person that I happen to know, a couple more years, he's going to be dead unless something's done. Okay? Let me just say one other thing. If a taxpayer needs assistance, needs an ambulance or something, and you're at a Narcan save, I would say leave the Narcan and get the taxpayer to the hospital or whatever he needs. Okay? That's another thing I would like to say about this. But something has to be done. You just can't bring these people back. You're just bringing back, I mean, all you're doing is postponing a disaster, okay, a death. And
that's a lot of weight on a fireman.
What if someone's having a heart attack?
We can handle it, Scott.
Heart attack. Just
what's that?
We can handle it.
We're going to let you go?
No, that's not what I said at all. I said that if you're on a Narcan call, okay, let the Narcan go and get the heart attack, okay?
Yeah,
this is. I mean, this is a cost. These people have a tremendous burden on society, okay? It's more than an addiction, okay? These are choices, okay? We can debate this all you want. They're, I don't know. I don't think it's worth it, the taxpayer, without some kind of program where this person has to go to treatment or something, and this is for the good of that person, okay? Because they're just going to die. And look what the damage that they're doing in the meantime.
Thank you. I just come away from this discussion. I have one question. How much is a human life worth? You don't have to answer.
Well, I'll answer it. Some are worth more than others. Yeah, and some are worth nothing.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, well, let's be real. You know, the world's just...
Wow. Steve, I'm out.
So you've become our Lord and Savior. You get the pick.
Amen. Is there any other public comment?
Jesus saves.
Mayor, following up on the remarks of our esteemed fire chief...
Name and address, please.
Sewell, 22 West Drive, in marvelous Marvin Gardens, where tumbleweeds blow down in the middle of winter. It's on the clock, Mayor. Just relax. Time will pass soon enough for you.
Not fast enough, John.
Not fast enough. I realize that. But on the remarks of the chief, where, quote, numerous.
John, we can hear you.
Good. Listen up. Numerous. You're wasting my time. I've only got 2 minutes and 26 seconds. Numerous Narcan calls. Now, I know, Mayor, that you are clueless, hapless, and feckless when it comes to reporting of the inky out of Philadelphia. But perhaps the chief caught the article on the cost of Narcan. It is going to skyrocket. And the taxpayer should not be on the hook for these costs. Particularly, Chief, since it's my understanding that not only are they numerous Narcan calls, but they are repetitive Narcan calls. And under no circumstances should Narcan be administered a second time unless and until that person, that so-called save, is willing to undergo drug treatment. We're not trying to help the drug pushers get their customers back, save their customers. Now, as an active member of the Fraternal Order of Police, Lodge 5, I have to refrain from making any comments about how the police department is run or not run. I will speak to the chief privately on this particular issue, but it cannot persist. If you're having this number of calls, it calls for radical intervention, and it calls for this steeply increasing cost on Narcan to be picked up by the so-called saves. If they appreciate being saved so much, then let them pay for the Narcan and not shove it onto the taxpayer. If you charge little old ladies to take them to the hospital, then you should certainly charge these people dollar for dollar, case for case. This is an intolerable situation.